Okay, we've just changed out CJ. We've got an alternate. Liz, how you going? CJ's mum's here.
I'm good, thank you.
You were just sat at the podcast table and we thought, well, we've got microphones.
And she just told us a killer story that we thought our Patreons would like to hear.
Yeah, what happened to you today?
Well, I was sitting in a shop, actually doing some telecommunications work that I work in, and a lovely, well-dressed lady sitting next to me decided to dump all her package rubbish in front of me. And I tactfully moved it aside, whereupon she leant over and said, "You old hag."
Oh, unbelievable.
Really very upsetting, but I gave her a lovely answer. I just looked her in the eye and said, "Honey, it takes one to know one."
That's outrageous behaviour.
You know who it reminds me of?
CJ's just edited in that reminds us of Grumpy Granny.
Yeah, love it. That was a Colette Mann character.
On Neighbours, she went viral. We could upload that.
I reckon I qualify.
Thank you.
So we haven't had any questions from our listeners this week, but...
Got to get a bit of brand enthusiasm going, that's all. Don't worry about it.
I just thought I'd read out a question to Pay Dirt, which is Slate's money advice column. Slate, not Slate. Dear Pay Dirt, my wife and I live in a studio apartment in a high-cost city. We're lucky it's rent-controlled, otherwise we'd be priced out of the area. It does have a closet, which is a rarity. We're expecting a baby this summer and decided to invite my mother-in-law to help DIY the nursery, brackets, which is the closet. My mother-in-law's a sweet lady, but she's never left her home state until now. She was appalled at how little our living space was and insisted we needed every bit of random baby crap available, and has since started sending it via Amazon. My wife and I have been returning them, and it sparked a rift with my in-laws. Both my sister-in-laws have been berating my wife for hurting their mother's feelings. Both of them have kids with playrooms bigger than our apartment and are drowning in plastic junk. We usually agree to let each other handle our own families, but my wife's been reduced to tears over this mess. I'm honestly ready to play bad dad and just ban my in-laws from anything to do with our baby until they back off. Any advice?
Oh my gosh. That is a large step from, like, you're buying too much stuff to you're banned from the life.
We've got a relative whose mission in life is to send the biggest soft toy in history to our children who share a bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, not sustainable. Those large toys have been rehomed.
Yeah. I mean, I did buy the Mickey Mouse from Costco and it was a mistake to do that.
For Kate or for yourself?
No, for myself. I don't know where it's going to go. But
I don't think there's any shame in returning stuff or donating it.
My biggest point in it is it says there's no shame in donating it or, like you're saying, there's no shame in any of that.
Returning it.
But you don't have to tell them.
Exactly. Unless they've actually been returning them to the in-laws, which how do they even do that with Amazon? Yeah.
But I think the issue is if they come to stay in their studio apartment, it's going to be very apparent that all that other crap's not there.
I don't think, well, one, they'd have to just visit the studio apartment. I don't think that she'd be able to stay there. But I think you'd just say, oh, look, yep, we've used it or we've got an alternative and we passed it on to someone else.
It's currently in storage.
Yeah.
But also,
we thanked it for its service and we moved it on.
And his wife needs to tell her sisters to butt out.
Also, this is a me thing, not a them thing. I don't know if I could love anyone enough to live in a studio apartment with them.
And a baby.
No, but they're in love with New York, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's a concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Yeah. I've been in relationships that lasted 2 weeks that I could stay in a studio apartment in New York in.
Put my baby in the cupboard.
Yep. Yeah, I reckon just shut up and say thank you for your gift.
And pop it off at the thrift shop. Yep. Stick it out in the pavement.
But I reckon if someone's sending stuff to my studio apartment, it's annoying to even have a box taking up my whole living room even for half an hour. That would be annoying.
Pop it on Marketplace.
Yeah, make yourself some money.
Well, yeah, don't have to tell me twice.
Mm.
She's obviously got a screw loose that she thinks, yes, these people's lives can accommodate all this crap. Yeah, just get rid of it, mate.
I have a question for you gals, real life. This is not – this is real. This is me. This is me. How do you get anything done with a child under four? I just can't get my house. I mean, I've got other stuff going on, but – Like, I cannot keep the house on top of itself. I can't keep it in order.
Well, my house isn't really in order. But also, like, Phil does a lot of the labour around the house as well.
Would Phil be willing to come to my house?
No, he's a fairly busy man.
Okay, yep, sure.
Hamish doesn't do the labour, so it's not him. He's not a Patreon, I can just say that. the cleaner is a big part, but also my intense fear that the cleaner will judge me.
No.
So I clean for her.
Yeah, well, I'm just recently diagnosed ADHD. I'm not out and proud yet, but I'm proud. And there's just multiple issues in the house. I can't get it. Yeah, it's not.
Is there chores that you like doing?
I used to like doing the dishes, but now I live in a house without a dishwasher and the dishwasher.
So I was going to say you weren't really doing the dishes before.
No, I used to like them when I lived alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was my favourite chore. Mm. And then I kept adding people to the household and now it's the worst. And I don't mind putting the washing on, but put it away.
Doing the washing is my favourite chore because there's something very satisfying about taking something quite manky, whacking it in the washing machine, hanging it out, and then you get to like unpeg beautiful clean clothes that can be used.
This is very satisfying. They then sit in a basket of clean clothes.
I don't have the space. I don't have multiple baskets, so I'm like, they have to go like straight from the basket to fold.
You don't have multiple baskets?
No. Okay. Oh, okay. That might be a solution for you. I've only got the capacity to have one basket of washing, though I do multiple loads on a good day for the washing. It's just that the clean stuff has to be put inside and folded before I can take the next load of wet clean washing out to hang it out.
Okay. Got too many baskets. And that's it. That's the small problem we've solved. I'm going to rehome those baskets and move them on. And that's it. Bye. Neighbourspod@gmail.com if you've got a problem. Bye.